It's time now for high school basketball here on MSO News Sports. It's boys basketball from Peabody High School. Peabody playing host to Gloucester. The Tanners, 7 wins, 3 losses under Coach Thad Broughton, while Gloucester comes in at 3 wins and 6 losses under Coach Chris Silveria. We'll hear from both coaches just ahead. Stay with us here on MSONewsSports.com.
Score early and often this fall with a low-rate residential loan from the Institution for Savings. The Institution for Savings has fantastic rates, low or no fees, great service, and prompt turnaround. Plus, we service our mortgages in-house, so help is always a local phone call away. For more information or to apply online 24/7, visit institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-2344. Institution for Savings, member FDIC and DIF, equal housing lender.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. If you're thinking of replacing the windows in your home, you should look at the Anderson Woodwright double hung insert window, which comes with rich wood interiors in oak, pine, or maple. Quite simply, Anderson is the most trusted window in America. That's why we've been selling them for 57 years. Please see the Anderson Woodwright windows on display at any of our 3 locations in North Reading, Beverly, and Plastow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for a reliable place to produce your team's uniforms or your business's corporate apparel? Then Sauk Asian Sportswear is the place for you. Conveniently located on Route 1 South in Peabody, Mass., Sauk Asian Sportswear handles all aspects of your needs, from price quoting to providing visual proofs to production completion. Visit our website, SaukAsianSports.com, to view our monthly specials, vendor catalogs, and to request a quote. Remember, Sauk Asian Sportswear is the place to go.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan, plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
This game is brought to you by the Institution for Savings, your local community bank since 1821, with great rates, great service, and great people. Harrington Trophy, rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years with quality products and service, located in Lynn and at harringtontrophy.com. Moynihan Lumber, of Beverly, North Reading, and Plastow, New Hampshire. The Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. The Daily Item of Lynn and itemlive.com. Click on their banner on our website to access their respective news and sports coverage.
Welcome back. We're joined by Gloucester High head basketball coach Chris Silveria. And Chris, in Peabody tonight against a Peabody team that's really kind of putting together a nice season here.
Yeah, they're playing really well. They're super athletic. They run the floor well. And they're going to be tough to beat at their place. But, you know, we're going to come. We're going to play hard. We're going to give everything we have. Hopefully our shots are falling. And, you know, we can block out. That's a big thing I was talking to the guys about is keeping them off the boards. You know, we're not gifted with a lot of size. So we got to limit their rebounds and second opportunities.
And the thing with watching Junior Estrella, who I'm sure you've seen in the Fenwick game, but this is a kid that is a real go-to kid for a basketball team. If they need something, he's the guy that they're going to go to.
Yeah, when I saw him at Fenwick, he'd catch the ball and he'd just go. You know, he'd get the 12, 16 feet and he'd take that pull up. He wasn't hitting all of them, but what he'd do is, you know, he goes after the ball. So if he missed a shot, he went in, he got the rebound, he laid it up. So he's going to be a problem tonight. We got to, you know, do our best at limiting him and keeping him off the boards as much as we can.
So I'm sure you're not going to tell me, and I don't want you to tell me what you're going to do, but I'm sure he's going to draw some extra attention.
Yeah, and he's not the only one. There's a lot of athletic kids, and they have a couple shooters. So, you know, you got to play good defense from top to bottom, and hopefully that's what we can do tonight.
Yeah. They move the ball well, and when I saw you guys earlier this year, that's what you guys did too. You moved the ball around well offensively.
Yeah, well, we have shooters, so we like to swing the ball and see if we can get one of them open and, you know, a little drive and penetrate and kick. But, you know, I saw them play at Bishop Fenwick, which is a tough gym to play at. It's so small, but like you said, they did a good job swinging the ball around, and you know, a lot of people scored 10 points or more in that game. So The other thing I noticed is he uses everybody. He was subbing out five at a time, so there's a lot of fresh legs in there, and you know they like to move up and down the floor.
Yeah. Tell me about your team. If you were to give me an update on what's happened with your team in the last couple of weeks, what would you say is the news notes?
Well, we've been playing in the large division, so we've played the Linz, Beverly, we got Peabody tonight, Revere. So it's the toughest stretch in our schedule, but we look forward to it, and we're gonna get the wins we can get, and we're gonna move on. And then at the end, our schedule lightens up a little bit. But as you've seen this year, it kind of seems like anybody can beat anybody. So you got to show up every night.
That's what it appears. Well, Coach, if you could run through your starting lineup for me and our listeners, well, for the Gloucester Fishermen.
Yeah, we got Ben Oliver. He's our two guard. He's one of our shooters. We're looking for a big night for him. We need him in order to do well. He's a big part of our offense, our second leading scorer. Evan Mason, who's an excellent player, and I think he's going to be able to play at the next level. He's our leading scorer at about 18, 19 a game. He rebounds. He runs the floor well. Mark Smith, he runs the point for us. He's only a sophomore, but he's been huge for us this year. Tough kid. He gets after it every night. And Ryan Gabriel's our big guy. He's a big, strong, football player, and we count on him big inside. He takes up a lot of space. He rebounds, and he's just a great kid.
Yeah. All right, Coach, good talking with you, and good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Okay. That's Coach Chris Silveria from Gloucester High Basketball. We're back with more just ahead here on MSO News Sports.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
The Bradford Tavern Restaurant in Raleigh is unique, with modern touches in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, freshest seafood, and many quality daily specials. Serving lunch and dinner, the Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week. The restaurant features two separate function rooms, ideal for every need, including business meetings, bridal and baby showers, or any special event. The Bradford Tavern is located at 87 Haverhill Street, Route 133 in Raleigh, and online at bradfordtavern.com. We hope to see you soon at the Bradford Tavern. The Institution for Savings has always believed in giving back to our communities, because our communities are such great places to live and work. Last year alone, we donated and pledged more than $3.9 million to local nonprofits, including local hospitals, schools, food pantries, art organizations, and more. Named one of Boston Business Journal's top philanthropic companies, we are proud to be your local hometown bank. InstitutionForSavings.com. Member FDIC, DIF, Equal Housing Lender.
If you are interested in replacing your home's kitchen cabinets, please see the kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of Moynihan Lumber's three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Many aspects of estate planning are interrelated, and you can turn to attorney Bob Madruga for full-service estate planning to help you develop a comprehensive plan in providing for your future. Bob will work with you through the years to adapt your plan as needed, and he can assist you with managing wills, trust, probate, and taxes. Visit the law offices of Robert J. Madruga at 128 Main Street, Gloucester, or call today for an appointment at 978-283-6883.
This game is brought to you in part by the Gloucester House Restaurant, offering the freshest seafood right off their boats to your plate. Sarkisian Sportswear, delivering quality team and corporate apparel, located on Route 1 South in Peabody, and at SarkisianSports.com. Lynn Museum, Lynn Arts, preserving Lynn's past and promoting Lynn's future at 590 Washington Street. Columbia Insurance of Lynn, offering auto, home, condo, renters, and business insurance, delivering complete peace of mind. Attorney Robert J. Madruga, see Bob for estate planning and tax preparation. Gloria Food Store, Rantoul Street, Beverly. Honeydew Donuts of Lynn, Salem, Malden, and East Boston.
Welcome back. Here is Thad Broughton, head basketball coach at Peabody High School. And Thad, You guys are having put together a pretty good year, and have had some big wins the last week.
Yeah, we've been playing well as of late, and that's kind of the story of our year. We started off 1-2, started off pretty slowly, and we've been able to pick up momentum these last few games.
How have you been doing it, aside from Junior Estrella?
Yeah, I mean, we've been sharing the basketball on offense, and then defensively, we've really worked hard in practice to get better, and that's kind of been our calling card the past few games.
Now, size-wise, I assume you'll have a little size advantage on these guys tonight.
Yeah, we're looking for our big guys down low, starting with Jake Daugherty and Moise Irizarry to hopefully, get some rebounds and make some layups down there and get us going.
I had seen these Gloucester earlier this year against Saugus, and I was impressed how they moved the ball around. They seemed to be, some interchangeable kind of players, and they did move the ball around well.
Yeah, so, Gloucester always plays tough no matter what. It's hard going up there to play. It doesn't matter where you're playing them. They are a solid, fundamental team, and they're always hard-nosed. So I think tonight's going to be a battle.
Yeah. And obviously, just going back, last question on your team would be the big wins, I think, statement wins. Winning over in Salem, whether Salem's up or down this year, that was an impressive performance by Junior Estrella, as well as the team. But then going over to Fenwick and winning there, too.
Yeah, the Salem and Fenwick games, the thing that was nice about both of those was we were down by double digits, and we came back. We held our composure, and we were on the road on both of them. Salem's a tough place to play, as is Bishop Fenwick. And so for our guys to squeak out wins at the end was huge, and it's built some momentum. But the key is we got to keep it going. We can't rest and say, hey, we won a couple of games in a row. We have to continue the momentum.
And I was talking to one of the coaches this week, and, qualifying for the tournament, and you're working to do that. You haven't done it yet, but having a better record than 500 is always an advantageous because if you're just getting in at 500, you're going to be on the road against a very high seed.
Yeah, I mean, the last 2 years, for instance, we played at Lawrence High School and then at Central Catholic High School. We got into the tournament, but we were a lower seed. And what I tell the guys is don't worry about getting into the tournament. Certainly that's a goal, but the goal each and every night for us is simply to play well. And I think wins in a winning program is a byproduct of going out there each and every possession and playing to 100% of your ability and doing the things that we do in practice. And as long as we do that, winning is just a byproduct of taking advantage of our strengths.
All right, Coach Broten, maybe you could share with us your starting lineup for tonight's game.
Yeah, sure. We have Jake Daugherty and Moise Irizarry at the forwards. They're both seniors, both captains. They do a heck of a job for us. At the guards position, we have Matty D'Amato, senior guard, and then we have Chris Canella, who's a sophomore guard. And then our other guard is Junior Estrella, who's a senior. So those guys have been fantastic for us all year. They start us off on the right foot, and hopefully tonight we can do the same.
All right, Coach, good luck to you tonight. Thanks for your time.
I appreciate it.
All right, Coach Thad Broten from Peabody High School with us. We're back with more just ahead here on MSO News Sports.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Rogers Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
Welcome back to Peabody. I'm Bill Newell, and we're getting ready for tonight's game here at the Peabody Fieldhouse. Coach, Athletic Director Phil Sheridan is telling us that they're going to be replacing the lighting in here during the February vacation, but right now we have the old lighting, but they do have a new scorer's table, and I think chairs for the players here. Very nice-looking scorer's table here at Peabody High School. Starting lineups being introduced as well as we look around the North Shore in boys basketball last night. It was Revere over Saugus, 49-44. In girls' action, Revere top Saugus, 57-30. We have details on that game at a separate post on our website. And the Beverly girls defeated Winthrop on the road last night, 38-30. Boys ice hockey last night, Triton over Amesbury, 8-1. And in boys basketball tonight, of course, our broadcast game here from Peabody, Gloucester at Peabody. Tip-off coming up in just a few moments.
Other games, Marblehead at Danvers, Salem at Lynn English, Lynn Classical at Swampscott, Winthrop at Beverly, BC High is at St. John's Prep, and we do have a separate post up on that game with the prep players. We'll tell you about more of the other games coming up, and this one here just as well. Stay with us here as our pregame show continues from Peabody.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Great job done by the Peabody High School Chorale, I believe it is, their singing group. There must be about 30 strong boys and girls down there right at center court singing with a band, with a choral leader. So great job on the national anthem at Peabody. Other games tonight, as we were telling you about the Northeastern Conference game and the prep at home against BC High, St. Mary's at Fenwick tonight. Hamilton Wenham at Newburyport, Georgetown at Masco, Ipswich at Triton, Rockport at North Reading, Wakefield at Watertown, Lynn Tech will be playing at Essex Tech tonight. So we're getting ready for the tap of tonight's game. Gloucester and Peabody battling out here. Ball is tipped into the backcourt, controlled by Peabody High School. Matt D'Amato with it. Working in the backcourt with Chris Cannella on the left side. Dishes a pass off on the left for Junior Estrella. Comes in left baseline. A runner off the glass doesn't go, and the rebound is pulled down by Gloucester's Evan Mason. He drops it off, and here come the fishermen back up court. They're working right to left. They've got the away maroon uniforms, the white lettering on the front, and the white numbers. Peabody in the home white uniforms with the dark blue trim and numbers. Here's a take to the baseline. The ball is knocked out of bounds. Ben Oliver with the take for Gloucester High School has it roll off a Peabody player. Inbounding will be Nate Young on the end line. For a moment, it looked like the fishermen would stack up. Now they go two men on the block, and the pass goes into the right corner. A drive and a take to the basket by Evan Mason, and we have a tie-up. No foul. Possession arrow going Gloucester's way, so they'll get the ball again on the end line. And Nate Young will inbound for the fishermen underneath their offensive basket. Toss into the corner to Ben Oliver. Free throw, jump shot is no good off the fingertips of Nate Young, and the rebound is Gloucester's. Peabody's, excuse me. Matt D'Amato up court, off for Estrella. Pass into the paint, deflects. Getting a hand into it was Ryan Gabriel, big defender down there for Gloucester High School. Fishermen come up, a pull-up three attempt taken there by Evan Mason. Shot is no good. Now a three is drained by Gloucester's Mark Smith. Fishermen get the first points of tonight's game, leading 3-0 with 6:50 to go in the first quarter. Two head coaches, Chris Silveria for Gloucester High School and Thad Broughton for Peabody High School. A turnaround in the paint by Moise Izzareri of Peabody doesn't go. It bounces on the rim twice, falls off to the right side, and the fishermen pull up the rebound. Up court at the free throw line, Gabriel. Dish down left corner, back up top on the wing on the right side. Foul line jump shot again by the fishermen, and Ben Oliver pumps it in for 2 points. First basket for Oliver, and the fishermen on the road here leading 5-0. Just under 2 minutes gone by here in the first quarter. Peabody sets up, looking at
the Fisherman defense. Ball batted free for a moment. Gloucester, Peabody gets it back. A shot from the right baseline is no good. There's a foul. Foul is on Medrano at the free. Check that. It is on Ben Oliver, excuse me. And Oliver of Gloucester picking up the foul, and the free throw taken there by Junior Estrella, a miss. He'll have another free throw, fouled in the act of shooting. Just under 2 minutes gone by in the first quarter. Second one is good. So Junior Estrella gets his first points of the night. 5-1 the score. Gloucester in the lead. They have the basketball. Fisherman up court, Mark Smith. Off to Gabriel at the top of the circle, and a reach-in foul on Peabody. Moise Irizarry committing the foul, his first, team second. Gloucester basketball sideline right in long in front of the Peabody bench. Working it to the basket to our left side. They toss it into backcourt on the inbounds. Mark Smith brings it back over midcourt, working right to left here in this first quarter for Gloucester High School. Two-hand pass out on the right for Oliver. Oliver comes in from the right wing. Now dish off on the left, back off on the right with ball movement. A jump shot doesn't go. Off the fingertips of Mark Smith. Rebound, Peabody. Estrella with the rebound. Off it goes for D'Amato. Up top for Irizarry. Down on the left wing. A three-point attempt is good by Chris Canella. And it's a 5-4 game. Gloucester leads by the 1 point, and they have the basketball starting up from right to left. Pass to Ben Oliver, left side, back off on the right for Evan Mason. Pull-up jump shot at the foul line. Left-hander has got it. Mason with 2 points. Three different scorers for Gloucester, and they lead 7-4 in tonight's first quarter over Peabody High. Pass into the paint, tipped around, and Estrella pulls it down. Nice effort by Estrella to save that basketball. Now out on the right wing, a two-point basket by Jake Doherty is good. Very close to getting a three. But just on the line or just over the line, a two-point jump shot by Doherty. It's a one-point game again, and Gloucester has a 7-6 lead. They have the ball. Here's a three from way out on the top taken by Evan Mason. No good. Ball rims around, pops out, and the Tanners have the rebound. Up court with it, Canella. Off on the left, pull-up jump shot by Matt D'Amato is good. Now Peabody with four different scorers in tonight's game, and they lead by an 8-7 margin, their first lead of the night. Gloucester dish off, right corner, Smith a jump shot, no good. Or rather, Nate Young took that shot. Rebound pulled down by Peabody. Neither team getting offensive boards here in this first quarter. Defensive boards, rebounders doing their job in the early going. Pass into the foul line, a turnaround jump shot by Gloucester's Moise Irizarry. And he's got his first 2 points of the game. So now we've got five different scorers for the Tanners as they show how to spread the ball around offensively, as you heard Coach Thad Broughton tell us in our pregame show. They're up by three with 3:30 to go first quarter. Gloucester trails. They have the basketball. Evan Mason on the right wing. Looks to try to penetrate inside the arc. Can't do so from the wing. Now goes by a defender. A runner to the basket. It doesn't go. A nice slick move, however, by the Gloucester wing being Evan Mason. He draws a foul. Jake Doherty commits the foul. That'll be his first foul. And at the free throw line for Gloucester is Evan Mason, senior captain on this team, left-hander. Free throw is good. He has 3 points now. Going out of the game is Ryan Gabriel. Coming into the game is Matthew Smith for Gloucester. Also checking out is Jake Doherty for Peabody High School. Evan Mason at the free throw line for Gloucester. His second free throw, he's got that. 10-9, 1 point Peabody lead. 3:18 to go first quarter. Mac D'Amato on the dribble up over midcourt, working with Chris Canella to his right side. Pass over to Estrella on the left. Coming in up on the wing. Little off balance, puts a shot up, it goes out of bounds, deflected by Gloucester. It'll be a Peabody basketball on the end line where Matt D'Amato will inbound. D'Amato, right part of the inbound line underneath the basket. They swing it around off on the left. Canella, a jump shot doesn't go. Gloucester rebound, pulled down there by Matt Smith. Up ahead on the wing for Evan Mason, pull up right wing, jump shot, got it! It's a two though.
Mason. Very close to nailing a three on that, but it does give Gloucester a 12-10 lead with 2:41 to play in the first quarter. Here's D'Amato with a three for Peabody. Doesn't go. Rebound pulled down defensively for Gloucester. They've got numbers. They break to the basket and a lay-in by Gloucester's Mark Smith. He's got 5 points now. He had a three and now the two. And Gloucester retakes the lead 14-10. Peabody works it to Estrella in the paint. A runner doesn't go, but he draws a foul. Nate Young committing that foul for Gloucester. 2:13 to play first quarter. Junior Estrella going back to the free throw line, where tonight he is 1-for-2 from the stripe off to our right. Misses the first. Fouled in the act of shooting. All right, we saw a classical last Tuesday night in a game against Everett, and you got to give the Rams a lot of credit for their ability to nail free throws coming down the stretch to win that game against Everett High School. Next one goes around and in for Estrella. 14-11 the score, just over 2 minutes to play. Gloucester has the basketball. They have the three-point lead. Up court, carrying the basketball is Mark Smith. Dish off on the right side for Matthew Smith. Now a pull-up jump shot inside the arc taken by Marcus Manganino. It doesn't go. The rebound is Peabody. Again, it's kind of one and done for these teams offensively. There's a pull-up jump shot by Matt D'Amato. Two-pointer out on the left wing. It's a one-point game. Gloucester with the lead. The pass is in forecourt, slammed out of bounds by Peabody defensively. Moise Irizarry. Irizarry knocking the ball out of bounds over the sidelines on the left. That's where Gloucester inbounds. They get the ball back in play. Work it from left to right. Now back off on the left side, Evan Mason. Mason off on the right wing for Montaganino. Off on the right for Mason. Mason on the dribble had it knocked free. And it will be a Peabody basketball. I think Gloucester bench thought that call should go exactly the other way. Oh, exactly the other way. Yes, exactly the other way. It's either way. It's got to go either way. And they felt it should go the other way. Peabody sets up offensively. Up top, Matt D'Amato. Got a man on him. That being Ben Oliver. Working it around the perimeter. Now down low to Canella. Off the glass up. No. Defensive board. There it is again for Gloucester. Gloucester's handling themselves well so far on the boards. Matt Evan Mason up court. Drops it off for Mark Smith. Smith up top. Lost his dribble. Gives it off for Mason. Back to Smith. Pull-up jump shot is good by Ben Oliver. Oliver now has 4 points, two baskets, and the Fishermen have a three-point lead, 16-13. Great to have you with us here on the Friday night North Shore High School basketball. Peabody's D'Amato, a three, no, defensive board. Again, give Gloucester credit. They doing okay on the boards here in the early going here in tonight's game. Montenegro on the left wing, a little bit out of control, now pulls the ball up top to Ben Oliver. They slow it down, 9 seconds in the quarter. Out on the right wing, down deep in the corner, a take to the basket, a kick out, left wing, a three, no, rebound, Peabody, 1 second, and a throw toward the basket, a heave, and they run out of time, and the quarter comes to an end with Gloucester leading Peabody by three at the end of one quarter, 16-13, right here on MSO News Sports.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at Historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Rogers Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
If you're thinking of renovating your home, please talk to the experienced sales staff at Moynihan Lumber. That's 82 River Street in downtown Beverly. Or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Around the North Shore on the scoreboard tonight, St. Mary's is leading Bishop Fenwick at the half in girls basketball 24-22. Boys basketball, Spartans lead Fenwick 42-17 at the half. Girls basketball, it's Triton over Ipswich at the half, 19-13. So those are some of the scores we have coming in tonight. Always feel free to email us at our email address, which is available at the top of our webpage, msonewsports@gmail.com. A three to open up the second quarter by Jake Urban of Peabody, and the Tanners have tied the game at 16 here in the early moments of quarter two. Gloucester with the basketball, starting back up court from right to left. Mark Smith with the dribble, back off for Oliver, Ben Oliver, up to Mason, a three on the wing, no on the right side, and the rebound is Peabody's. Again, just no offensive boards for either team here in tonight's game. In that regard, defensive coaches that are coaching the defense and boxing out are very happy about the way this game is playing out for them. Peabody, shot clock running down, a take to the basket, a runner off the glass in by Chris Canella. He's got 5 points now, and it gives Peabody a 18-16 lead here early going in the second quarter. Gloucester with the basketball. Mark Smith works it around from left to right down into the corner to Oliver. Oliver on the dribble, but now we have a reach-in foul. Looks like this. Oh, okay. Yeah, it is. Okay, I see. Foul is on Chabukum on Wango. On Wango just into the game. The big guy. First foul, Gloucester basketball. Inbounds, a pull-up three is good by Evan Mason. He was very close to that line. Straight on jump shot. It gives the Fishermen a one-point lead, 19-18. This game is close. Here's a bat away by Gloucester. The ball rolls into the backcourt. It'll be a Gloucester ball. Good call by the official. A little scramble right at midcourt. A ball knocked into the backcourt. They chase it down, but it did roll off the leg of the Tanner player, and now Gloucester has it. Turnover against Peabody. It's been a well-played game, actually, on both sides here tonight in this first quarter. Now we move almost 2 minutes into the second quarter. A pull-up three by the Fisherman on the left wing, taken there by Montenegro. No good, and the follow-up is good. I am not sure who got that last bucket for Gloucester. Let me see. Make sure we got it here. Yeah, that would be, this. Somebody got a two. I'm going to give it randomly to somebody here, and we'll check it at some point here in tonight's game. We have a timeout here. See if we can check some other scores that have come in here. A little reminder to you to listen to North Shore Sports Night every Monday night at 7 o'clock with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns. Monday night right here on MSO News Sports. And MSO News Sports delivers a local radio newscast every day on our North Shore Today Post. The North Shore Today Post features audio, photos, and text news updates as well from different events around the North Shore. Halftime, Hamilton-Wenham. Girls leading Newburyport 20-12. Both those programs have done very well this year. All right, we'll see what we can find out later. It is a Peabody basketball here, and the Tanners are trailing here 21-18 with 5:51 to go here in the first half. Here is a ball and a take and a loose ball, and now a reach-in foul. That'll be on Gloucester. Evan Mason kind of got tangled up with the Peabody player. So it'll be a Gloucester basketball underneath their own bucket. And Chris Canella to inbound. Off it goes on the take to the basket by Doherty. No offensive rebound, though, for Peabody. Haven't had a lot of offensive boards, as we've been noting here, from either team. So they set back up. Dietzman is into the game for Peabody High School. Here's Estrella, left wing three. Got it. Junior Estrella with a three. He's had two free throws tonight. Now puts a three onto his scoring totals and has 5 points in the game, and it ties the game at 21. Peabody and Gloucester boys basketball tonight here on MSO News Sports. Fisherman with it.
Oliver to Mason, back to Oliver on the right wing. Bottled up, two hands up to Mason up top. Mason to the foul line, down the paint, got hammered, and will go to the free throw line. Fouled in the act of shooting. When I say hammered, he ran into a defender. Nothing malicious, just usually players in this contact, you get a part of them, you get a piece of them, you slice up against them or something or other, but boom, it was like going into a roadblock for Evan Mason, and Mason's at the free throw line, misses the free throw. That foul was called on Peabody's Jake Doherty. Yeah, he's a solid football player. Next one is good. So Evan Mason goes one of two from the free throw line. Gives Gloucester the one-point lead back, 22-21. Estrella working it around the perimeter, off on the left side to Irvin, down into the paint, ball lost, saved by Gloucester. And up court comes Gloucester's Mark Smith. Down on the left, looks like a reach-in foul on Peabody. That's on Estrella, it looks like. Are they giving it to Canella? Okay, it's gone Canella, not Estrella. It's first for Canella. It is a Gloucester basketball. Mark Smith dribbles from left to right. Back off for Oliver. There's another reach-in foul on Peabody. I think that one is on Matt D'Amato. It's his first. Team now has six fouls. One more. They go into the 1-1. Inbounds Gloucester yet again. Up top, Mark Smith looking. Players down low. Now one pops up. That's Nate Young. Takes a pass off on the right. Off to get Ryan Gabriel back into the game. Off on the left for Mason. Traveling call against Mason and Gloucester. Turnover. And it is a Peabody basketball. They come back length of the court the other way from left to right with 4:12 to go in the first half. And the Tanners trail a point, 22-21. Right wing three attempt doesn't go, but he was fouled. Jake Doherty taking a three from the right corner. And that foul is on Evan Mason. That's his second foul. So Doherty taking a three now goes to the line for three free throws. Number one in the air, no. Two more shots here for Doherty from the free throw line. 4 minutes, 2 seconds to play in the first half. Right foot ahead of the left. Home white uniforms, blue, dark blue trim. Next one's in the air, in and out. That was buried and rolled around and came back out. Doherty will try again. His third free throw here in this series. Again, fouled while taking a three-point shot in the right corner. Third one in the air. He's got that one. Swished it through. One of three. Four. Now 3 points in the game for Doherty. It is a tie game at 22. Not a bad basketball game early going here. And a well-played game, actually, on both sides here. Gabriel with it up top for Gloucester. Off on the left wing, a two-point jump shot doesn't go from Nate Young. It's a Peabody rebound. Estrella in backcourt. Lost his dribble. Gives it off to Canella, who dashes up court. Out of control a little bit. Off to Estrella. He goes in. A runner, a floater. No, his own rebound. There's an offensive board. Lost the handle on the basketball, though. And the ball is picked up by Mark Smith of Gloucester. Two-hand pass down in the left corner. A three attempt is good by Marcus Montagnino, a freshman. And he nails a three. That's his first points of the game. 25-22 the score. Peabody back on the attack. Off to Estrella. Left baseline. Comes in from and tries to hook it back up into the basket from underneath. And he's fouled. So Estrella will go back to the line. Nate Young is second foul for Gloucester, team's fifth foul. Again, Gloucester has 16 fouls, so Peabody has 16 fouls. One more for them, and Gloucester goes into the 1-1. It's a two-shot foul, so Estrella's at the line for two, misses the first. He'll have a second. Now Gabriel goes out of the game. Coming back into the game is Evan Mason. Mason Montagnino into the game for the fisherman. Second free throw is good by Junior Estrella. It's a two-point game. Fisherman lead with that 25-23 lead. 3 minutes to go, first half, and they have the basketball, moving it up over midcourt, right to left. Mark Smith off on the right, now down underneath. A nice pass and a nice shake and shaking free. Montanino shakes free and lays one in for 2 points. Well, a defender had to catch up to him, but he was right under the bucket for an easy bunny on the right side of the rim. And he just faked once, got the defender to go by him, and then bang, off the glass and in very easily for the Gloucester freshman. Here's a three-point shot by D'Amato is good. Coach Silveria was motioning a travel call, wanted a travel call on D'Amato. Didn't get the call, and then Peabody gets a three-point shot. Gloucester basketball, they lead by a point, 27-26. They lose the handle on it for a moment. Evan Mason picks it up. Back on the left, an off-balance runner by Matthew Smith doesn't go, but he draws a foul on his way to the basket. A little bit out of control. So we're in the 1-1. I think that's a shooting foul, though. Yeah, it is a shooting foul. So there's a foul on Irvin. That's his first foul for Peabody at the line. Mark Smith of Gloucester, two-shot foul. That is not Mark Smith. That is Matthew Smith. Matthew missed the first one. Matthew's got the kind of red T-shirt underneath his maroon uniform for the fisherman. Matthew, second free throw in the air to the basket to our left is good. So he goes 1-for-2 from the foul line. Fisherman up by 2 points here, 28-26. Peabody basketball. Matt D'Amato to the right to Irvin, back to D'Amato up top, about 5 feet beyond the arc, straight on, back off on the right side. Irvin a three, no. Gloucester defensive board. Ben Oliver with it. And we have a timeout. Gloucester with a minute 52 to go in tonight's first half, and the Fishermen with a 28-26 lead. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at MSO News Sports, as well as on Facebook and Instagram. I know we don't have a lot on Instagram, but we do have a lot on Twitter. You can contact us by writing to us at msonewsports@gmail.com. That's msonewsports@gmail.com. And, of course, MSO News Sports features exclusive audio and video content with North Shore newsmakers from both local news and local sports. Again, we have a feature up there on tonight's St. John's prep game against BC High. Got other features coming up in the next few days as well. Check our scores here very quickly to see if we can see what we can nab here for you. We're nabbing nothing. Okay, here we go. Boys basketball at the half. Linfield leading Manchester Essex 49-34. All right, we'll get back to this game. Gloucester, after the timeout, nails a three from straight on. Evan Mason with it. That's his second three of the night. Evan Mason having a nice game. It's now a 31-26 Fisherman lead. Irvin with a pass down to Estrella. Right corner three attempt. Doesn't go, a little bit long. There's an offensive board going up. Is Moise Irizarry. And his shot is redirected, but he also got fouled in that exchange. So Irizarry will be going to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. Marblehead girls trailed Danvers by 2 points at the half, 20-18. Danvers having a great year. Danvers will play Revere next Friday night, a week from tonight at Danvers. Here is a free throw made by Irizarry of Peabody. He'll have another, 31-27. Peabody creeps closer. Irizarry's three throws in the air, and that's good. Two nice-looking free throws by Moise Irizarry for Peabody High. Brings it back to a three-point game. Gloucester long court pass up midcourt. Back down another long pass down underneath the basket. Shot doesn't go off the fingertips of Matt Smith. Here's Peabody right back on the attack and a reach-in foul. As Estrella was going strong to the basket and defending him was Mark Smith, who draws the foul. You know, that may have been a good foul. You know, it is the team's seventh foul. Fouled in the act of shooting, but we'll see whether that is a good foul or not. Oh, not a shooting foul. So 1-1. Both teams now with 17 fouls. That does put both teams into the bonus situation here. And Estrella's free throw is good. First and double, 1-1. Junior had been missing the first and free throw attempts, but those were two-shot attempts. So Junior Estrella going for a second free throw here. Team down by two. Next one is good. Now down one, 31-30. Gloucester with the lead and the basketball. And here comes a press for the first time by Peabody High, and it forces a turnover, a traveling violation. Montagnino committing the violation for Gloucester. Now Gabriel back into the game, and back out is Evan Mason for Gloucester. Peabody to inbounds in forecourt left side on the sidelines. It is Urban inbounding to D'Amato. Ball batted free by the Fishermen. They get it back. Toss off on the left wing side. Mark Smith, a drive, a take. No offense, a defensive board. And it is Estrella going for the ball off balance, and he falls down, gets up slowly, but the ball went off his fingertips over the end line. It'll be a Gloucester ball. Well, that almost looked like it was going to be a sure 2 points for the Fishermen, but the Peabody defense came back and made a stop. Let's see, we have some more subs coming in here. Gloucester inbounding on the end line. The pass goes up high on the right wing. Off for Mark Smith, traveling violation. Turnover with under a minute to go here in the first half, 31-30. It is Gloucester leading by a point. Matt D'Amato will inbound for Peabody High School. Coming over midcourt on the left side. His pass as he moves to the middle goes to the left sidelines. Back up to D'Amato. A long three from the left wing. He got it. Matt D'Amato with his second three. 33-31. Peabody. 26 seconds to go, first half. Gloucester basketball. Shot clock is off. And the Fishermen set up, right wing three. No, ball goes to the sidelines. Saved there by D'Amato. Peabody has it. They have the ball. 12 seconds to go. They have the lead. And they got one more shot here in the half. Here's a take to the basket. A bump. A shot doesn't go. Offensive rebound. No, ball goes out of bounds with 3.3 seconds to go in the half. So Gloucester has time. Trailing two. With 3.3 seconds to go in the first half. And there'll be a sub. Evan Mason coming in and Ryan Gabriel going out. Gloucester to inbound deep in backcourt. A dribble and now a long bomb at the buzzer. Doesn't go. And the half comes to an end. It is Peabody 33, Gloucester 31. At the half, here on MSO News Sports. What we'll do is we'll step aside. We're back with our halftime just ahead here on MSO News Sports.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. If you're replacing the windows in your home, please see the Anderson 400 Series windows on display at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire. The Anderson 400 is attractive, durable, energy efficient, and reasonably priced. Remember, Anderson is the most trusted name in windows. See the Anderson 400 at any of our three locations. That's North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street, a great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street.
catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan, plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Hi, this is Saka Sarkisian, owner of Sarkisian Sportswear, located on Route 1 South in Peavey. We are a sports team dealer and custom apparel distributor that can handle all of your team's or company's uniform and apparel needs. So stop by and visit us at 182 Newbury Street in Peabody to see our storefront. Visit with our friendly and helpful staff and let us help you get the right fit for your program. Also, you can visit our website, SarkisianSports.com, to view our monthly specials and learn more about us.
MSO Newsports.com. MSO Radio.
Welcome back to Peabody High School. I'm Bill Newell, courtside, or no, high above courtside here at Peabody High School, up in the balcony here. And at the half, it is Peabody leading Gloucester 33-31. What a close first half this has been. At the end of the first quarter, Gloucester led by 3, 16-13. However, Peabody outscored Gloucester 20-15 in the second quarter. And I think right now is probably the biggest lead that Peabody has had here in this second quarter anyway, 33-31, probably something like that. Anyway, so just looking at some point totals, we have Evan Mason. He has 13 points. I have one two-point bucket that I don't have accounted for here. It could be Evan Mason. He could have 15. But see, right now he's having a very good first half with 13 points for Gloucester High School. Mark Smith with 5 points, Ben Oliver with 4 points, and Marcus Montanino with 5 points. Again, any of those players I mentioned could have two more points because there's one basket that I don't have accounted for that the fisherman made in the second quarter. Other than that, there we go. Matt D'Amato having a good first half for Peabody High School, the guard, point guard. He has a total of 10 points, including 2 threes. Jake Irvin with 1 3. Jake Doherty has 3 points. Moise Irizarry with 4 points, including 2 free throws. Chris Canella with a 3 and a field goal for 5 points. And Junior Estrella, who's had some big games the last few weeks in the current 6-game Peabody High winning streak that they have right now. He has 5 points from the free throw lines and a 3-point shot for a total of 8 points in the first half. Some unusual scoring notes there for Junior Estrella of Peabody High School. Trying to check some scores here for you. Cast of thousands here working with me here. So don't blame me. Blame that support cast here. Let's see here. As the girls basketball, St. Mary's trailing Fenwick now 36-33 as they go into the fourth quarter. North Reading High School, looks like the boys are leading Rockport 43-32. That's at the half. Cape Ann League games usually are starting now at 6:30, while the NEC games and many others start at 7 o'clock. So they're a little bit ahead of the NEC games. Triton boys basketball leading Ipswich 31-18 at the end of three quarters. Yeah, so they're obviously ahead of us here tonight. Do not have a score right now on the St. John's Prep. Oh, here we do. BC High is up on St. John's Prep. Other way around. St. John's Prep is leading BC High. That'd be a huge one. BC High has not lost this year. So that would be the second time here on the North Shore this week that we had an undefeated team go down here on the North Shore. Everett lost at Classical on Tuesday night, and BC High now trails St. John's Prep 31-24. Nate Hobbs leads all scorers with 10 points in that game, but that's only at the half. But, again, we have a feature up on our website along with Coach John DeLay from St. John's Prep. Wish them good luck here tonight. And let's see here. Girls basketball. Peabody girls are leading Gloucester 33-15. That game at Gloucester tonight. We're in Peabody for this one. And in girls basketball, Triton over Ipswich 30-26 at the end of three quarters. So we are getting you some scores here tonight. I don't have anything. Just as we peek at the games on the North Shore, I did want to mention that just one time to you here. The boys' games on the North Shore, we do have Marblehead is at Danvers, Salem at Lynn English, Classical at Swampscott, and Winthrop playing at Beverly tonight. Those are the boys' games that are going on the North Shore tonight. Okay, so what we'll do is we'll step aside, and when we come back, we have the second half for you. The score here at the half at Peabody High School, it is Peabody 33, Gloucester 31 in boys basketball right here on MSO News Sports.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Rogers Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
For team uniforms and your business's corporate apparel, choose Sarkisian Sportswear Route 1 South in Peabody. Why Sarkisians? It's quality. Owner Sarkis Sarkisian.
Quality is not only the type of apparel you get and the cleanliness and the professionalism that's used in making that. The quality is in the customer service that we provide from the beginning to the end of the whole process of getting you the type of apparel or uniforms that you're looking for.
Sarkisian Sportswear, Route 1 South Peabody, SarkisianSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're thinking of replacing the windows in your home, I can understand the confusion you may be experiencing. TV, radio, and newspapers are simply filled with replacement window advertising, all promising everything under the sun and then some. At Moynihan Lumber, we offer no gimmicks, just quality products, competitively priced, sold to you by a professional salesperson who really knows what he's talking about. That's Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Score early and often this fall with a low-rate residential loan from the Institution for Savings. The Institution for Savings has fantastic rates, low or no fees, great service, and prompt turnaround. Plus, we service our mortgages in-house, so help is always a local phone call away. For more information or to apply online 24/7, visit institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-2344. Institution for Savings, member FDIC and DIF, equal housing lender. MSONewsSports.com. MSO Radio.
Second half, Peabody Gloucester boys basketball underway. A three by the fisherman to start the second half. It goes errant off the fingertips of Mark Smith, and Peabody comes up with a defensive board. They have the basketball and a two-point lead, 33-31, just underway. Second half in Peabody. I'm Bill Newell with you here on MSO News Sports. Matt D'Amato. Up top, ball swatted away from his teammate, Jake Doherty. Here's a take to the basket, a shot missed, but the follow-up put back, no. The second one up, no. And the third attempt by Gabriel, no. A fourth shot, there it is, dropping in Mark Smith with the 2 points. Well, what a first half. We were not getting offensive boards from either team, and there were four offensive boards right there, or taps or touches for the fishermen, and they finally get the basket. Now a steal. Nice alert steal by Mark Smith. Dishes off. Two-on-two break. A shot redirected. Good defense by Matt D'Amato of Peabody. He answers that steal with a takeaway himself. D'Amato up top. Ball swatted away from Jake Doherty. Back to D'Amato off on the right wing. Canella, a right wing jumper, is good. Chris Canella for 2 points. He's got seven now in the game. Peabody looking to put the press on. They bounce pass it through it. Two-on-one break now. Gabriel lays it up and in on the cut from the left side. Mark Gabriel for 2 points. D'Amato up top of the basketball for Canella on the right side. No, this is Estrella. Estrella on the dribble way outside. Gets a cut and a pick. Takes it. A bounce pass stolen away. Mason with the take. Down court for Mark Smith. Dishes it back off on the right wing for Nate Young. Back up top. And a traveling violation on Mason. 6 minutes, 3 seconds to play. Third quarter. We're tied at 35 here. Halftime was Peabody leading 33-31. In backcourt, Peabody has the basketball. Matt D'Amato up top. Off on the right wing for Canella, back up to the D'Amato. D'Amato a three from straight on. Got it. Matt D'Amato Now with 13 points, he has three threes in tonight's game. Backcourt pressure being applied by Peabody. And the Fishermen break it with a strong take to the basket of Evan Mason and puts it on the rim, but it falls off to the right. Rebound Peabody. Estrella weaves his way up court. Dish off to Cannella. Right corner three. No. Rebound tipped around. And Cannella gets it himself. Puts it up. Misses. And here is Gloucester with a rebound. Smith on the dribble himself up to midcourt. A three on the left wing. Nailed by Evan Mason. Mason now with 16 points in tonight's game. He has three threes himself for Gloucester High School. That ties the game at 38. Doherty on the take to the basket, and he's fouled. Two-shot foul coming up here. Jake Doherty with a good, strong take to the basket. Ryan Gabriel committing the foul, his first, team's first here in the second half. And Doherty is at the line for two shots. Doherty with one free throw, one of three in the first half, for a total of 3 points here tonight. Doherty's free throw, first one is no good. He'll have another. 5:04 to go, third quarter. We're tied at 38. Second free throw. Now players move. Hold on here. We have a violation. Players were moving into the lane before the shot was taken. The official outside blew the whistle. We'll see what his decision is here. Gloucester's Ben Oliver, Evan Mason leading with about 18 points per game for the Fishermen. Oliver with about 16. Mason, top rebounder as well. Mark Smith, great with assists. Gabriel's done a nice job with rebounds. And here's Doherty's second free throw. I think they're just going to replay it here. Yeah, he's got that. So Doherty goes one of two from the free throw line. Gives the Tanners a one-point lead. Gloucester basketball, and they have it up. They swing it down court. They break the press, and the ball is laid up on the rim. No good. Offensive rebound tipped around. And it's Estrella with it. A charge to the basket and a blocking foul. Estrella, man, he covers ground quickly for Peabody High School. Gabriel committing the foul. That'll be his second foul. So two quick fouls really here in the second half for Gabriel. He has two now. And Estrella going back to the free throw line. 8 points in the first half for junior Estrella. Shooting to the basket to our left. No good. He'll have another. Is that Gabriel back into the game? I think, no, Gabriel stays in the game. Second free throw is no good. And Peabody gets the offensive rebound. Doherty picking it off. Now gets a return pass in the corner. A jump shot there, no good. Cannella up from the right base. In and out. Oh, man, he couldn't buy that one. But he gets, Estrella gets the rebound, goes up. No. And the rebound is swatted around. Gloucester had it. And now Peabody has it. And they do a pull-up three. No good. Offensive rebound way out in the corner. Doherty kicks it off for D'Amato, a three. Mac D'Amato for a three. 42-38. It's been so tight here in this basketball game, and the Tanners open up a four-point lead. And again, I think Gloucester might have gotten burned with what they thought might have been a traveling violation that was not called a traveling violation. But now Coach Chris Silveria just wants his team to get back out of the court and make it happen. 42-38. Peabody is leading. Peabody coming in 7-3. They're at Essex Tech in their next game on Sunday. Gloucester High will be home on Tuesday to host Revere. Listen to North Shore Sports Night every Monday night at 7 o'clock with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns. And don't forget to check out North Shore Today every day. Our local newscast, a radio newscast on North Shore Today, as well as other photos or text features, videos, you name it, could be up on the North Shore Today post. Gloucester will have the basketball in backcourt on the end line. They have the length of the court to go, and they're seeing full court pressure being applied by the Tanners. Two passes, three passes, and now they get it up over midcourt off on the left wing. And a traveling violation against Gloucester. Brandon Rivera into the game for the Fishermen. It's a four-point Peabody lead. So here's a key stop attempt coming up here for the Fishermen. If they can stay in contact here with Peabody here in the third quarter. 4 minutes to play. Canella a three, right wing, no. Rebound. Peabody offensive board. Back out for a three is good by D'Amato. D'Amato now with five threes. But Gloucester did not respond well to that rebounding opportunity. Now the press and they break it. And the pass is batted away. A steal by Peabody in forecourt. Another Gloucester turnover. It's 45-38. A 7-point lead. A three from the right corner. Estrella's got it. Junior Estrella. 10-point Peabody lead. A big moment here for the Tanners here. Now Gloucester with numbers, putting it up on the glass underneath. A lay-in by Evan Mason for 2 points, and he's fouled. So that breaks the string of points here by Peabody. ...48-38 it was. So now it's 48-40. Foul is on Irvin. I'll check that. Irizarry committing the foul. Mason at the line misses the free throw, but the rebound is controlled by Gloucester, and a traveling violation against the Fishermen in the corner. An 8-point Peabody lead. With the basketball is Chris Canella in backcourt along with Matt D'Amato. D'Amato up top off on the right wing now to Canella in forecourt. Back up top. Looking some matchup defense here. And another two attempt by Matt D'Amato. Looked like it almost was going to be a three. D'Amato for 2 points. He's had a big, now opens it up to a 10-point lead. The Fishermen take to the basket and they drive by Mason and he's tied up. He went in the air and the Tanners tied him up as he was airborne. Possession arrow going Peabody's way. Right now a lot of things are going Peabody's way. Well, the Fishermen were able to contain the Tanners for a good part of the game until just a moment or so ago. D'Amato's trying to feel it out on the right wing. Launches a long three. It doesn't go. The rebound is Gloucester's. Gloucester basketball. Montagnino, right wing three. No. Board. Irizarry of Peabody. Now another three on the left wing. This time by D'Amato on the left side. He's taking them from the right side. It doesn't go. Long high rebound goes tipped out of bounds off Gloucester. It'll be a Peabody ball on the sidelines in the corner left side. 2:04 to go, third quarter. Peabody leads 10, 50-40. Ball batted free for a moment, but Irizarry picks it back up. Works it off to Canella, right side, back up top to D'Amato. D'Amato, they got to get out on him. Off on the left, Canella, three attempt. Got it. Timeout. Peabody calling the timeout, leading by 13 now, 53-40 here late in the third quarter. We'll step aside. We're back with more just ahead.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street, a great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill. At the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
If you're thinking of renovating your home, please talk to the experienced sales staff at Moynihan Lumber. That's 82 River Street in downtown Beverly. Or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Got a score in from the Peabody, Fenwick St. Mary's girls basketball game. And now St. Mary's is back in the lead, 44-40. That thing has gone back and forth tonight. They're in the fourth quarter. Ball is shot taken on the right side by Gloucester. The ball bounced high off the rim up near the backboard. Goes, let's see, whose ball is it going to be? It'll be a Gloucester basketball underneath their own basket. Fisherman Trail 13 with a minute 31 to go in the third quarter. They need a run here. The inbounds pass goes way out deep and a foul. The inbounds pass came to Oliver way up top from the end line, and he was bumped. Canella committing the personal foul, his second, team second. Each team with two fouls here in the second half. A minute 29 to go in the third quarter. Brandon Rivera coming in. Matthew Smith going out for the Fisherman. The inbounds will be right in front of Coach Chris Silveria for Gloucester basketball. Sidelines left, forecourt. Inbounder is Ben Oliver. Drops it off for Mark Smith. Off on the right for Evan Mason down in the corner. Shot is rejected out of bounds by Junior Estrella. Oliver took the shot, and Estrella went way up and got a good solid hand on the ball and swatted it out of bounds. So it'll be a Gloucester ball, forecourt left, way down in the corner. Oliver to inbound. Up top for Mark Smith. A three attempt, left-handed three by Mason doesn't go. And the rebound is controlled by Peabody out of bounds. Tipped by Gloucester. It'll be a Gloucester ball. 1 minute, 8 seconds to play. Third quarter. Peabody has the ball at midcourt on the sidelines. Inbounds to D'Amato. Right wing, slow. Down to Canella, right sidelines. Back up to D'Amato. Off to Canella. Estrella, pass into the paint. A shot is banked up and in by Moise Irizarry for 2 points. 55-40, 15-point Peabody lead. They again have backcourt pressure. Getting it off on a runner. The ball is thrown away by Gloucester. A turnover. Well, we had a very well-played first half. There's no question about that. Each team played well, played solid, didn't make mistakes, a lot of mistakes. Here in the second half, that's changed a little bit. Here's a jump shot from the foul line by the Tanners. It doesn't go. Taken by Irizarry. Fisherman with the rebound. Long down court rush. And a foul as Mason was going into the paint. He'll go to the line now. Jake Irvin with the foul. His second, team's third. And Evan Mason at the line for Gloucester. Free throw is up. No good. Peabody substitution coming in here. Chibukan Onwango into the game. Second free throw is good by Mason. So it's 55-41. 14-point Peabody lead, and the Tanners have the basketball. Matt D'Amato up top. Guarded there by Ben Oliver, way out on the left wing, out near midcourt. Comes by him. Slices it to the right with a pass back over to D'Amato, though. He dribbles into the corner, goes right baseline. Ball swatted away from him over the end line. It will remain a Peabody basketball with just under 5 seconds to play in the third quarter. 4.7 on the clock, to be exact. And it is Jake Irvin to inbound on the end line. Looking, goes way cross-court left into the corner. For Canella, three from there, no good. Rebound Gloucester. Rivera tries to launch one, doesn't go at the buzzer. Actually, the pass went to Smith. Smith's shot was late. And we've come to the end of three quarters. With the score, Peabody 55, Gloucester 41, here on MSO News Sports.
Score early and often this fall with a low-rate residential loan from the Institution for Savings. The Institution for Savings has fantastic rates, low or no fees, great service, and prompt turnaround. Plus, we service our mortgages in-house, so help is always a local phone call away. For more information or to apply online 24/7, visit institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-2344. Institution for Savings, member FDIC and DIF, equal housing lender.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at
the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan, plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Well, it looks like BCI has taken a lead over St. John's Prep 42-38 in that game. So, BCI undefeated in that contest. We're back underway here in the fourth, and a three is drained by Chris Canella of Peabody, and it's up to a 58-41 lead. Peabody outscored Gloucester 22-10 in the third quarter, thus telling the story of breaking this game open here in quarter three. Gloucester with the basketball, trailing 58-41. They throw it away. Loose ball picked up by Peabody. Here's Junior Estrella over midcourt. Spins around a little bit. Lost his dribble. Gives it off to a Matt D'Amato. D'Amato going. Now stopping. Going again. Pull-up jump shot is good by Matt D'Amato. D'Amato's having a big night here tonight for Peabody High School. And a whistle. Timeout. Let me just tell you what we've got here for D'Amato. We've got 15... and 8, 23 points so far for D'Amato. And he has 5 3-point shots in tonight's game. Yeah, here we go. End of three. It's BC High 42, St. John's Prep 38. BC High outscored the Prep 18-7 in the third quarter. Prep freshman Jarnell Snow Guzman puts in a deep three at the buzzer. So we'll see. Wow, that place will be rocking over there tonight. Over at the Prep. Peabody Pentucket girls basketball won tonight over Amesbury 40-37. And in girls basketball, St. Mary's does win over Bishop Fenwick 53-40. Oh, man. They complete the varsity sweep. All right. I guess the boys were winning there, so they might have won. I know the boys earlier had a big lead. I don't have an updated score on the St. Mary's Fenwick boys game, but the Spartans were leading big in that one earlier in the night. Here's a three attempt by Gloucester. It doesn't go. The rebound on the floor. Scramble. Gloucester. Peabody has it, and there's a foul by a Gloucester player on Junior Canella. Brandon Rivera committing the foul. That'll be his first foul. Peabody has the basketball in backcourt. Each team with three team fouls in the second half. And Matt D'Amato takes the inbounds pass in backcourt. Slowly comes up over midcourt on the left side. Comes to the middle on the dribble. Working one-on-one against the defender. A runner is no good. Rebound offensively. Estrella up no. And Uwango goes up and he is fouled. Shot didn't go and he'll go to the line. Chabukan Onwango to the line for Peabody High School. He is scoreless tonight. Long, long player. Free throw is good. Rattling around and in. Second one is in the air. That's good. 62-41. So Gloucester has not scored here in this fourth quarter. 6:21 to go in the game. They come down. Ball right of the lane. Ball pass swatted away. Another turnover. Peabody has it on the steal. D'Amato coming up. And I think they're going to say he stepped on the sideline. He did. I'll tell you, D'Amato did a nice job to even get that ball. Then lost the handle on it. 62-41. Now a 21-point lead for Peabody High School over Gloucester. This was a close game for well over half of the game. Here's a three attempt by the fisherman on the right wing. Shot by Mason doesn't go. Peabody gets the rebound. Estrella off for D'Amato. 62-41. D'Amato up court. Again, a monster game for him tonight. Offensively, Canella outside on the wing, drive to the basket, ball is swatted free, goes over the end line. Fisherman will get it. They'll have the length of the court to go. Full court Peabody pressure still on the Fishermen, leading by the 21 points. Fishermen break the press, get it into forecourt. With the basketball, Mark Smith way up top. Bounce pass to the foul line, back to Smith, turns down a three-point shot off on the left for Oliver. Oliver runs in, basket defender, pull-up jump shot doesn't go. And Onwango with the rebound for Peabody High School. Now D'Amato, a little more casually up over midcourt with the big lead, running some clock down here are the Tanners. Estrella, jump shot from inside the circle, doesn't go. Uwango with the rebound up, no. And Estrella crashes the board, knocks it free, and Tanners get it. Estrella just does not quit. He's all over the court. He doesn't stop moving. Here's a three attempt by D'Amato. Put it on the books. Another three for D'Amato. He's got six threes tonight in this contest. Gloucester trailing 65-41. Again, they haven't scored here in this quarter. Traveling violation, turnover Gloucester, and things have just fallen apart. The wheels have almost literally come off here. Hamilton Wenham girls are leading Newburyport at the half, 20-12. That's an old one. Here's D'Amato on a drive to the basket. His shot is redirected out of bounds. The prep is very close in that game. Matt Relihan just got fouled. So he'll foul taking a three. So he will now be going to the free throw line. If he hits his points, they could take a lead in that. So that's a tight game. Sounds like a barn burner over at St. John's here tonight. Here's a drive and a take to the basket by Mason. It rolls around the rim and out off to the right side, cutting in from the left side. A foul on Peabody here in quarter four with 4:09 to play in the game. Mason at the line for Gloucester, looking for the first points for the Fishermen in the quarter, and he nails it. Free throw line. They almost played half of the fourth quarter without scoring. Things have come apart here for the Fishermen. Second free throw is no good. He gets his own rebound, though, on the floor. Scramble for it. And it is Peabody getting the ball. So, again, D'Amato taking a pass, bringing it up to midcourt. A couple of new players in here for the Tanners. Josh Callahan is into the game. Off for D'Amato, weaving outside. Down in the quarter to Ungawa. To Dietzman. Scramble. Dietzman picks up the loose ball. A good job by him. Off on the right wing. Shot clock running down. They don't get the shot off. Shot was taken there by Gloucester's Josh Callahan, but I think the shot clock had just gone off. So with 3:37 to go in the game, shot clock violation against Peabody. Gloucester basketball. They trail 65-42. 23-point deficit for the Fishermen here in tonight's fourth quarter. Gloucester with some new faces into the game here as well. Matthew Smith and loose ball picked up there by Matt Smith. Scramble on the floor. Tanners come up with it. Josh Callahan with the loose ball. And Matt D'Amato still running the show out on the floor. On the dribble to the foul line. Inside the foul line. Pull up jump shot. Doesn't go, but he's fouled. Brandon Rivera committing the foul. His third foul. Fifth team foul on Gloucester. Four on Peabody. D'Amato free throw is on the rim, bouncing around about three times, and it falls off. He'll have another fouled in the act of shooting. Second one is good. 66-42. Gloucester trailing. They have the basketball. Mark Smith to midcourt. Off on the left for James Muniz. And a reach and foul on Peabody. That foul is on Jonel Espinal. Now D'Amato coming out of the game for Peabody. Tanners with more subs in there now. Gloucester to inbound from the end line in the offensive end. Two-hand pass comes from the end line up top. Now off on the right wing to Montagino. Down on the left for James Muniz. Ball tip free and is taken away by Peabody High School. And on the steal, it is Nwango. And he drives down and gets fouled in the paint, putting a shot up. And he'll go to the line for two shots. Nwango showing some good speed and knocking the ball free and then chasing it down and driving it to the basket. Now at the line, misses the free throw. He made two free throws earlier in this quarter. Second one is in the air, and that is good. So one of two this time for Nwango. And he's 3 of 4 from the free throw line here in this fourth quarter and in the game. Gloucester basketball trailing 67-42 with 2:28 to go, and they throw it away. Turnover. Peabody basketball. Again, all Tanners here in the second half. That's when things turned, starting the second half. It was just a two-point game at the half. 33-31, Peabody leading, and they had just come from behind to take that lead. Gloucester had a lot of leads in that first half, albeit small leads. But they did have leads in that first half of tonight's game. Peabody finally got on track here. Here is Jake Irvine driving to the basket, knocked away from him over the end line, out of bounds. It'll be a Gloucester basketball as they start up court. We'll do a quick recap after the game, but we got to do some quick totals on Matt D'Amato here. That's the big story out of tonight's game here for Peabody High School. I got him for 27 points right now, Matt D'Amato. I think he's out now for the rest of the game, but a 27-point performance for Matt D'Amato here tonight for Peabody High School. No one else is really that close. Chris Canella with, looks like 14 points here, right? 13 points. Check that. 13. So he's close. Here's Dietzman with a pull-up jump shot for the foul line for Peabody. No, and the rebound is Gloucester's. Minute 10 to go. Pull up three there. No, crashing for the rebound. That was off. That was from Montagnino of Gloucester High School. Peabody in backcourt. A scramble. Fisherman trying to steal it. They have a scramble for the ball, but a nice fall down by Janelle Espinal to kick a pass out on the side, and the Tanners regroup and bring it up court. Under a minute to go now in the game. 67-42, Peabody. They're in the lead. And they will win their seventh straight game of the season and improve to 8-3 on the season with this win. And a shot clock violation. The horn went off. The shot went up at this about the same time. Play continues. Gloucester with the rebound, and they bring it up court. And a shot is missed into the corner. Back up top. Here's a three by the Fisherman. Shot is in and out of the fingertips of James Muniz of Gloucester. 15 seconds to go. Gloucester looking to apply some pressure in backcourt. Now Peabody brings it up over midcourt and will run the clock out. And our final score will be 67-42 here from Peabody High School. Again, our looks like Matt D'Amato with 27 points. Let me just double check that before we go off the air here tonight. Yeah, 27. That's what I have him at right now. And Chris Canella with 13. Junior Estrella with 11 points in tonight's game for Peabody. And Evan Mason had a good game for Gloucester High School. He has 16, 18, 20, at least 20. It's possible he has 22 because there's a one missing basket that I don't have assigned to a particular Gloucester player from the first half. So that's it. Thanks so much for being with us. Our final score, Peabody 67. They're at Essex Tech on Sunday, 67-42. It is Peabody beating Gloucester High School in boys basketball tonight, 67-42. And the Fishermen are home on Tuesday night to play host to Revere. I'm Bill Newell, and thanks so much for being with us on MSO News Sports.